An education consultant engaged by the Northern Territory government has recommended that very remote bush high schools be closed. The review has recommended that the students be enrolled in boarding schools instead. Critics fear that taking schools out of remote communities will exacerbate the problem by making school education even less relevant to their lives. Miriam Alverberg spoke to the author of the report, Bruce Wilson.
We looked at secondary school programs in these very remote schools, and very many of them are having difficulty providing good secondary programs. In many cases, that's because they're actually primary schools that are responding to students who are turning up at secondary age, but the schools are not very well equipped to provide a secondary program. Students are not attending very much. Schools don't have the facilities of a secondary school. And as a result, almost no children in very remote locations gain a certificate at the end of their schooling.
Why remove the kids from the local communities? Why not try to build the schools that are already existing, try to rebuild them and strengthen what they have to offer?
So the problem is numbers. So in these very remote locations, there are 47 schools offering senior school programs. Their average enrollment in those senior years is 16 children. Those young people attend 30% of the time, so on any given day, there's an average of 5 young people at school. That's over 3 years of schooling, years 10, 11 and 12, 5 young people attending, 5 students. It's not sustainable to try and provide, you can't provide any kind of breadth with 16 students, let alone 5. And so where we have children in that situation, young people in that situation, it is literally impossible to provide a high-quality education. It's not that people haven't tried. The system has been trying very hard for 10 years to do so, but that experiment has failed.
You've been talking to a lot of different communities, I imagine.
Yep.
What are some of the responses to this suggestion you have received?
So far, we've had very good support. We've been speaking to community leaders, to land councils and education boards, Indigenous people, and they understand the argument. They understand that at present their children are not getting a high-quality education. And so what we need to do is involve those leaders and Indigenous community leaders in other communities in a really thorough discussion. That's what we're doing now. We're going out to communities to consult. We'll be visiting all of the towns and a number of remote communities, and we'll be conducting meetings. There are Indigenous people on our team who will help us to make sure that we get in contact with people who have things to say about the proposal. It is very important to engage the Indigenous communities and Indigenous residents in the Territory in thinking through these issues. But I can tell you for sure, no parent wants their child to have a substandard education. And at the moment, many of their children are getting a substandard education.
What in terms of languages? Because some students may not be very strong in English because it's not their first language.
People's first language is important to their identity, and it's important to how they feel about themselves. Schools should, where possible, teach first language. So in the Arnhem Land, where children speak Yolngu Marta, schools should teach Yolngu Marta. But they should teach English as well, and they should teach the curriculum in English. Children will also need classroom support from people who speak their first language so that they can participate in an English language curriculum. It is very important for children to learn English, but we think it's also very important to maintain their first language. So that's what, up here people talk about two-way education. I think that's what two-way education means.
Education consultant Bruce Wilson speaking there with Miriam Alverberg. And we'll await with interest the Northern Territory Government's response to that report.